old programs, old graphics never to be seen, unearthed from ancient tombs of data. Productions never meant to be witnessed by human eyes. Tonight, for you, the Gravedigger Competition.
So, yes. First compo of this stream, the Gravedigger Competition. First entry is Absolute Spasscore by Mad Dog and Wizard of Toot
1992.
This particular entry was not actually supposed to sound like this whatsoever.
Not mine!
There's been technical difficulties.
Well, music in the broadest sense.
And play.
And another player is tried now, because apparently this was not supposed to sound like this. Let's see whether we can find out what it really should have sounded like.
Thank you.
So yes, lots of activity, some busy bustling about. But so far no indication that the entry will be retried soon. Huh. Quite unclear.
Okay, just to give you a heads up of what's happening here, we installed XMPlay. We're just grabbing the module again. And then you'll hear the real thing. And it would probably sound even more horrible.
Hey, Mutti, du stinkst. Der Typ hört nicht mal zu.
Yeah, so the organizers are going to try XMPlay next for this mod. It can only be a matter of hours.
Ready.
Stimme aus der Tasche.
First entry, absolute Spaßcore by Mad Dog and Wizard. And well, yes, this was actually better than what we heard before. From 1996. Okay, next entry by Oni of Pooh Brain. Space Buses. Two old models for a demo that never was. Yeah, Space Buzzers by Oni of Pooh Brain. And entry number 3 is Sprite Unfall by Bitbreaker. And it's at least 28 years old. And it's something on the C64. Thank you. Reitunfall bei Bitbreaker. And let's see. Do we have an entry number 4? Yes. Entry number 4 is Lame Intro by TMA. Of Accession and TRSI. His first coding steps. A lame, unused intro from the 80s, also on the C64. That was The Lame Intro by TMA. And do we have a fifth entry in the Gravedigger compo? Yes! This is by Ish of Titan and it's called Peng voll in die Fresse! Yes, entry number 5, Peng voll in die Fresse by Ish of Titan. And next entry is Deus Vumpus by Helki of Svetji. Thank you. Yeah, that was DS Vumpus, some text adventure on a Nintendo DS. And the next entry, number 7, is by Gasman, and it's called Shockwave Guest Part. It's something on the Spectrum. Entry number 7, Shockwave Guest Part by Gasman. And entry number 8 is by Sega Musics, and it is the MIDI Tracker 1.0.
The next entry is commented by Sega Musics himself, so bear with us.
Hello Nordlicht. This is the first... Can you switch to the actual output? Thanks. This is the first tracker I ever wrote 14 years ago. And you can see it's pretty primitive. And it's MIDI based, no samples. Thank you.
Yeah, entry number 8, MIDI Tracker 1.0 by Saga Music. Some DOS-based tracker for MIDI, for sound cards that could actually play MIDI, in some weird screen mode that we couldn't capture, so you saw a webcam picture of that. And the next entry, number 9, is Triptych 99% by Vama.
Hi. So, while the Orga team is still trying to get the video signal, I want to tell you what it's all about. 10 years ago, Vama and Trilobit tried to come up with a demo compilation of 6 demos plus a menu on physical module. 9 years ago, they realized they failed and released the menu. And they released the menu as a standalone demo. 5 years ago, they asked me if I could try to get their product working. I succeeded, and they wanted to get a module made, a physical cartridge. They still couldn't get this one done, so I asked about half a year ago if I could also get involved in this step. And so I present to you, 10 years after the intended release, the demo of Vama and Trilobit called Triptych. I've got 12 modules with me available for sale. So to get the vacation I already booked for next week paid, please buy the cartridges.
So you can, there are 12 cartridges that Svolly has to sell for this Atari VCS 2600 demo compilation that should have been released 10 years ago. We'll be right back. was Triptych, 99%, by Vama and Trilobit. A very nice collection of demos for the Atari VCS 2600. Quite impressive. And entry number 10 is Dreaming of Blowjobs by Trias. Entry number 10, Dreaming of Blowjobs by Trias. And that is the end of the Gravedigger competition. Yes, and this will probably also be the end of the...
And this concludes the Gravedigger Concours 2018. Now please do help yourself to some beers or spirit. And we prepare the Shader Showdown because our second contestant, Fizzer, has arrived.
Yeah, so the next thing happening here will be the Shader Showdown. If you want to see this or want to listen to this, you will have to tune into the video stream at sceneset.com/video/6, or just go to sceneset.com/video and choose the Nordlicht stream. Remember to choose the Nordlicht stream, because there's also a stream from Edison, I think. Ziffoid is at Edison and he's streaming from there. Just watch both streams. So if you want to see the Shader Showdown, you have to watch the video stream. The audio broadcast will be shut down for today after the singular compo of today. And we will return for more audio broadcast tomorrow when there are more compos. And if you're only listening to this, I will simply say I might be slightly inebriated. So if you are listening to this, if you are only listening to this, I wish you a good night. And remember to tune back in tomorrow when we will return for the next compos. And the rest of you who are watching the video stream, just stay on the line. We will have the Shader Showdowns, and we will also have another live set by Doodlesalat, which you can see and hear on the video stream, but which you will not be able to listen to on the audio stream, so just watch the video stream. Okay, well, that was me from here for now. Goodbye, have a good night.